Growing up as a Jew, I saw a lot of double standards in play, if not to say downright hypocrisy. For instance, although we censored public figures for calling us Yids or Abes, we ourselves would call the Gentiles the Goyim. We call Gentile women shikses, which comes from the Hebrew word shegetz, which means unclean animal. I recall when black civil rights leader Jesse Jackson once referred to New York City as Haimy Town, the entire Jewish community went into an uproar and forced Jackson to apologize. But behind closed doors, we called the blacks Schwarzes and Schucks. Speaking of the civil rights movement of the 60s, Jews were among the leaders such as Stanley Levinson, key advisor to Martin Luther King, agitating for desegregation. However, quite frankly, when it came to our own neighborhoods, we preferred segregation. In fact, many of my fellow Jews would have considered it a great shame to be so impoverished to be forced to move into a black neighborhood. But I was finally moved across the Rubicon when my bar mitzvah teacher, Mrs. Schechter, pulled a double standard on us in our comparative religions class. After studying every religion under the sun, Mrs. Schechter stood before us like a bull and forbade us to study Christianity because it was no more than a fairy tale. I said to myself, Western civilization for the past 2,000 years being formed by no more than a fairy tale? Come on, Mrs. Schechter, you're now going to have to prove that Judaism is no less than an illusion. The Jewish bias was clear to me, for the Talmud taught us that Jesus Christ was a magician, boiling in his own excrement in hell, and his holy mother a hairdresser and a prostitute. Say the same thing about Moses and Miriam, and the wrath of the entire Jewish community will fall on your head. For that matter, simply criticize Israel, like Jimmy Carter did in his best-selling book, Israel, Peace, Not Apartheid, and you'll be sued for $5 million. Well, I'm now safely within the fold of Orthodox Christianity. And like our Lord Jesus Christ taught us, we take the log out of our own eyes before we take the speck out of others'.